everyone, welcome to 千里之外, A Thousand Miles. This is Stella, and this is our 83rd episode for the show. 千里之外 was originally a quote from Mencius, describing an arrogant person who didn't want anyone to approach him, even from a thousand miles away. The purpose of our show, however, is to bring everyone from far away to learn Chinese with us.In this 12-episode-long series, we'll take a look at each one of the animals in the Chinese zodiac and the idioms associated with them. If you haven't listened to the story of the race to determine which animals would be represented and in which order, go check episode 71 to learn more about it. Today, we're talking about the last animal of the zodiac, the pig. Pig in modern Chinese is...猪. However, in ancient Chinese, it was called 智. The idiom associated with it is 杀智教子, which is used to mean that parents should keep their word when dealing with their children. The idiom 杀智教子originated from a story related to one of Confucius' students. We introduced Confucius way back in episode 5, where we talked about his teaching philosophy, 因材施教, which is that teachers should always tailor their teaching to the student's individual aptitude and according to their abilities. We also introduced another idiom,潘龙附凤 in episode 76, which originated from a story related to Confucius. Also, I introduced one of Confucius' most well-known teachings, 己所不欲,勿施于人, which was the Chinese equivalent to the Golden Rule.In lesson 6 of our newly released MOOC on edX called Chinese Idioms, A Thousand Miles,If you haven't listened to those episodes and have joined the course, please go check them out or take this chance to sign up for it. Now, for the main character of today's story, his name is Zeng Shen, and he was a philosopher and disciple of Confucius. He was also the teacher of Confucius' grandson, who was in turn the teacher of Mencius.Thus, beginning a long line of transmitting orthodox Confucian traditions. Eventually, Zeng Shen becomes revered as one of the four sages of Confucianism. One day, Zeng Shen's wife was heading to the market, and she wanted her son to stay home. She told him that if he stayed home until she came back, she would slaughter a pig and prepare it for dinner.The boy did what he was told, and after she returned home, she saw Zeng Shen and her son were trying to catch the pig. She was shocked and told Zeng Shen that she was just trying to motivate their son to be good and that she didn't really intend to kill the pig. However, Zeng Shen replied, "If you lie to your children, they'll lie to you in the future."With this in mind, she went ahead and killed the pig. This is where we get 杀智教子。杀just means kill, and 智, as we explained earlier, is an ancient word for pig. 教 is to teach. As in the story, 子 is son, but more broadly, it is used in place of 孩子, which means children. Thus,杀智教子 is used to say that parents should set a good example and follow through with what they say they will do. An example of 杀智教子 in a common context could be 教小孩应该杀智教子实践言出必行When teaching children, we should lead by example and show them the importance of keeping your word.Or you could say, 以杀智教子的方式相处可以建立小孩对你的信任。If you follow through with your promises, then it will build trust in the relationship between you and your children. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed the story and get insight into how 杀智教子 can be used in Chinese. The content was from the Jet References and scripted by Mandarin X, 中文课. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for more Chinese learning. See you next time!